Where are the jobs?
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Latest polling shows jobs are still far more important to Americans than any other issue. And yet the unemployment rate remains stuck. I hear a few mafia families have some openings due to recent police activity. Not the most respectable job, but you get a cool nickname like Joey Lollipops. So the president is setting up yet another presidential council to find ways to get private business to voluntarily create jobs, with the CEO of General Electric running at this time. But what's he going to do? Companies are free to create jobs anytime they want to, but they're not doing it. Only the government seems willing to create jobs, and it won't be doing that much longer. Voters want government cut, and conservatives just released an impressive list of over 100 program cuts that would save $2.5 trillion over 10 years, repealing the stimulus, cutting Amtrak, even eliminating mohair subsidies. And yet the immediate effect of that? More unemployed workers. A laid-off government worker is just as unemployed as a laid-off private worker. There's also talk about allowing states to declare bankruptcy, in part so they could get out of those expensive pension plans, which would save money but could also force retired people back into the job market, the same job market that's not creating enough jobs as it is. How does the mafia do it? How do they manage to create jobs year after year? You got to wonder, what would be more effective? Signing up the head of GE to beg his pals to hire more people, or just sending Joey Lollipops to the corporate retreat with a bad attitude in his pocket? Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at daveross.com.